Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. The 11 mayors Dakula has nearly forgotten. They governed through the Depression, two world wars, the fire that burned down the school, and the court fight that kept Dakula's schools from being absorbed. Their names survive on one list. Help us fill in the rest. There is a gap in Dakula's public memory roughly 66 years wide. The names. After Dr. Samuel L. Hinton took office as the city's first mayor in 1905, and before Jimmy Wilbanks was first elected in 1971, 11 citizens served as mayor of Dakula. A. M. Wilson. L. C. Mulden. Beverly Ambrose. G. F. Farr. K. E. Taylor. Claude Hinton. Otho Farr. J. W. Hamilton. Taylor Whitley. Claude Halcombe. Reed Miller. That list comes from the history maintained by Gwinnett County Public Schools. It gives the order. It does not give the years, and the Wire has not been able to confirm individual terms from any source available online. What they governed through. Whoever these men were, the years they covered were not quiet ones for Dakula. The paving of the Athens Highway, graded near the railroad in 1928, paved in 1931. The Great Depression, during which the town built a high school building, a gymnasium, a lunchroom, and a granite vocational building constructed by the National Youth Association. World War II, when the school's garage was converted into a potato curing house. The 1944 fire that destroyed both academic buildings a month before the senior class graduated, and the community bond drive that rebuilt them by 1946 with help from U.S. Senator Richard B. Russell. The 1950s consolidation fight, when Dakula went to court to stop its high school from being folded into Central Gwinnett, and won. The long stretch when, as the school district's own history puts it, Dakula was a closed and sleepy little community whose facilities improved more slowly than the rest of a fast modernizing county. Someone was presiding over city government through all of it. The clues we do have. A few of these names surface elsewhere in Dakula's records, which suggests where to look. K. E. Taylor appears in the school's history as a teacher. Mr. and Mrs. K. E. Taylor are listed among the staff of Dakula's early classrooms before appearing on the roll of mayors. A schoolteacher who became mayor is a story worth having. Otho Farr shares a name with Otho J. Farr, listed on the Board of Trustees on the school's 1946 building plaque. G. F. Farr suggests the same family produced two mayors. Claude Hinton sat on the building committee that rebuilt the school after the 1944 fire, placing at least one mayor squarely in the middle of the town's defining crisis. L. C. Mulden shares a surname with Reese Mulden, also on that 1946 building committee. J. W. Hamilton carries the name of the town's first settler, born in 1847, though a man born that year serving ninth in the sequence is difficult to reconcile, which suggests either a descendant of the same name or a list that isn't strictly chronological. What we're asking for. This is where a hometown paper depends on the hometown. If you have, or your parents or grandparents had any of the following, we would like to see it. Photographs of Dakula city officials, city hall, or downtown from roughly 1905 to 1970. Newspaper clippings about city elections or council business. Family papers, letters, or records mentioning any of these 11 men. Cemetery records or family Bibles that could pin down dates. Stories you were told, even uncertain ones, clearly labeled as such. We'll verify what we can, credit what you share, and publish what holds up. Where records conflict, we'll say so rather than pick the tidier version. Local history doesn't survive on its own. It survives because somebody writes it down while the people who remember are still here. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.